Hello, everybody. My name is Nico Gonzalez-Beltran, and I've been attending Hillview full-time since January. And some of you might have been there at the last Celebration Sunday when I was baptized, and at that point I shared a salvation testimony. But today I want to talk about a key area that the Lord has been sanctifying me in, and that is having my sense of worth and really my joy be anchored in the gospel. As it says in Hebrews 6:19, this hope we have is an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast. But a bit of my life before coming to Christ, which I came to Christ in October, but before that, my God was the endless pursuit of success, specifically in the business world. And without a foundation in Christ, I was completely at the whim of this cycle of feeling very high when I was successful, and then dramatically low with the inevitable failures, which was constant since there was no true standard, and I could never live up to any real standard. My life was really marked by Ecclesiastes 6:7, which says, "All a man's labor is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not satisfied." But honestly, my appetite just kept increasing and increasing as I needed more and more success to feel any sense of worth in this world. And there was no sense of worth apart from any of my accomplishments. But when I came to realize that Jesus is Lord and I fully accepted him as my Savior, that feeling of eternal security, knowing that the creator of every single thing around us has freed me, has brought me into his presence, it really freed me from that need for success, for worldly success. But at that time, there's a big question that hit me, which is really like, I mean, I came to Christ, but like, what do I do career-wise? Like, what's going on now? Because I only moved to the Bay from Canada to really follow my own way completely. And I plan on creating a massive startup, getting into a fancy school as a stepping stone for that. So I was really confused about what I should be doing now. And I really didn't understand fully in my heart that I must wait for the Lord and that he really directs my steps. So at that time, I just kept pursuing the same plan. There was this tension in my mind now that, was this really God's plan? Was this really mine? And I still had a strong vision of myself being successful. And it was really, there's a lot of fear around having a vision be gone and really just cling on to the Lord's words. But this verse in Romans 8:24 really talks about this. "But for in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it." And the Lord really taught me a lot in this new year. But I started to get sick every few weeks, which before was incredibly rare for me. And it kept me a lot from trying to excel at school. It kept me from a lot of potential startup opportunities. But simultaneously, I joined the Wednesday night study for the book, How People Change, here at Hillview. And the book is incredible. I mean, a lot of the core of it is built on Jeremiah 17:7-8, which is, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought nor cease to yield fruit." And it really kind of went over a lot about how the regular trials of life teach what idols are in our hearts. For example, if you shake a cup and water comes out, it only ever comes out because there's water in the cup. And the amount of water that comes out really determines the mess you got to clean up. And that class and hearing from all these godly people about the idols that we're all struggling with really led me to realize how much my career plans were a deep idol. And during the SaltWorks winter retreat in February, when I heard Blake discussing to someone else that was asking for career advice and how his entire plan was submitted to the Lord, I could see a massive contrast with the way that I was holding on so tightly to this plan that I came up with. And when I told him that I was really moved by this, he just suggested I go through Ecclesiastes, which I had done before, but really at a very surface level. Because when I kind of reread it, it really had a big impact that whatever purposes the Lord has for me, it's I'm free to be in that. And there's nothing in this world, a reminder that all is truly vanity. Ecclesiastes 2:18-19 goes, "Thus I hated all the fruits of my labor for which I labored under the sun. For I must leave it to the man who will come after me. And who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool? Yet he will have control over all the fruits of my labor, for which I have labored by acting wisely under the sun. This too is vanity." So the Lord really directed me to free myself from this tight vision I had for my life. And at that point, I could say I still had that uncertainty of where he wanted me. But the difference is I had a peace in being more and more anchored in him and knowing that the only place that I want to be is where he wants me. And after that, I just kept putting one foot in front of the other, focusing on school and a new job. But as time kind of went on, I slowly started to realize I was piling on more work, and a lot of my present-day happiness started to once again be tied more to my present-day success. And this hit a peak a few days before Summit, which was a SaltWorks event at the end of May, when I fully realized that I would have school, work, and STEP starting in just a few days. And I broke out in a genuine cold sweat. And at that time, I really tried using my own strength to create this like really tight calendar, plan everything out. And on the last day of Summit coming back, I got so sick that I couldn't do anything for over a week but just lie in bed. And then for another week after, just work maybe like 3 hours a day. And that time was an absolute blessing. Because the only thing I was able to do in that time was complete some STEP homework and listen into the classes on Zoom. And being really reminded of my position in Christ, I'm fully secure in him. Understanding at a deeper level that the devil just aims to steal my attention away from Christ, kill my convictions in his promises, and destroy my testimony for other believers and those who don't know the Lord yet. And having so much time to just sit there and meditate on that was tremendously refreshing. And it just made me really realize I have already the ultimate possible treasure. And I can count it all joy during all these inevitable trials that will come, since God always will use them all to conform me more and more to his image. And that was a really powerful moment. But once again, last Friday, while I was singing as part of the SaltWorks worship, during the song, Lord, I Need You, this thought floated back into my head that, oh, I'm going to be able to enjoy this a lot more next week when finals are done because I'm so behind on so much schoolwork and it's all going to be complete. And that was a real moment of repentance because once again, I fell back in that moment to anchoring my joy into circumstances and not in Christ. When everything in this world as an anchor is vanity and there's no better refuge than God for his love. And his love for me will never be determined by any of my material success. So it's such a joy to know that more and more every single day, I'm getting the opportunity to have that truth cemented into my being. And the bridge in that song, Lord, I Need You, perfectly encapsulates this truth that as I continue to walk with the Lord, I just pray that becomes more and more true every time I sing it. But the last four lines go, so teach my song to rise to you when temptations come my way. And when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay.